Hello, this is Commissioner Eric Boucher from District 4. It's an honor to deliver these messages to you every fifth week in rotation with my colleagues. I want to start out covering some stuff from Rec and Parks, thanks to Director Jeff Daggetts. We have the Freedom Park Matching Donation Campaign for Playground Equipment. An anonymous donor has committed to match donations up to $200,000 for additional playground equipment at the Freedom Park. Donations are being accepted now through November of 2022 and may be made online at the Park Legacy Fund. You can go to ccrecpark.org, Carroll County Rec and Parks. We also had the Striped Bass Showdown at Piney Run Park, Saturday, November 13th from 7 a.m. to noon. Biggest Fish takes home a trophy and a $200 prize. We had the Big Fish Contest. Piney Run Park annual Big Fish Contest will conclude on November 30th with a $1,000 prize to the person who catches the largest fish during the 2021 season. Currently, the largest fish caught this year is a striped bass, which was 41.5 inches long and weighing 28.36 pounds. That's a large fish. During last year's contest, the lead changed 4 times during the last week of the contest, proving that November is an excellent time to go fishing. So get out there and try your hand at winning $1,000 with the biggest fish. Parks is also having Santa Calling. Register today to have your child ages 3 to 8 receive a phone call from Santa on Thursday, November 9th between 5 and 8:30 p.m. Register at CarrollCountyRecsAndPark.com no later than the 30th of November. We also have the Piney Run Park Wagon Rides with Santa. This sounds pretty exciting for families out there with their children. Register now to share a campfire story and wagon ride with Santa Claus. Wow. Wagon rides will be held on the afternoons of December 3rd and 17th at Piney Run Park. For more information on recreation and parks activities, please visit the county website for Rec and Parks or call 410-386-2103. And a special thanks to Director Daggetts for that information. Also received some information from our new Director of Fire and EMS, Mike Robinson. He sent me some information that is extremely pertinent this time of year as the weather changes. With the winter and heating season upon us, there are a few safety reminders. Have your heating system checked by an HVAC professional to include cleaning and assurance that all fuel sources are properly connected, well ventilated, and in working order. If you have a fireplace, wood stove, or pellet stove, have that and the chimney or exhaust both inspected and cleaned by a professional. Be sure that you have both working smoke detectors as well as carbon dioxide detectors with working batteries and test periodically. Be extremely careful of cooking your Thanksgiving turkey with a turkey fryer! Exclamation on that. The fire department is well aware of this problem annually that takes place. These should only be used outside with adequate clearance and away from any combustible material, so be very careful of frying your turkey and cooking. And finally, live Christmas trees and holiday lighting and decorations can present some unique fire safety challenges. For more information, go online to Public Education, Fire Causes and Risks, Seasonal Fires. There's a lot of information out there. Please be careful. Once again, a special thank you to Director Robinson for supplying this safety information to us. We have the Sykesville Craft Beer Festival coming up on November 13th, noon to 4 p.m. Pre-ticket sales are $45, $50 at the door. Enjoy unlimited sampling from over 40 breweries, live music, food trucks, and artisans in beautiful downtown Sykesville. So get a chance to go enjoy that. We have wonderful downtown main streets to enjoy during the holiday season. Now, I got a bunch of stuff here for Carroll County Agricultural Center and Shipley Arena. On November 13th, 6 a.m. to 3 p.m., you know, farmers get up early, Mid-Atlantic Disaster Response Auction. Quilt and comforter auctions. Auction proceeds go to the Church of Brethren Emergency Disaster Response Fund to send trained volunteers to help disaster victims with child care and to repair and rebuild other natural disasters that occur with the United States. Wonderful cause, wonderful people. Show your support for them. Also at the Carroll County Ag Center, we have the Carroll County Farmers Market and Craft Show. Local Art Guild Show. That is November 13th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is free. Farmers will host the Carroll County artists, and also there'll be produce, honey, farm fresh eggs, beef, lamb, pork, wine, pickles, jellies, jams. There's a whole lot of things, and also all day long, they'll have the pancake breakfast for lunch all day long. So please get there. with shortages of supplies out there at the stores. Artisan food and stuff will be great for Christmas gifts, so please keep that in mind. If you can't find it at Walmart, there's something much better to buy at the farmer's market and show how much you love and care about your family. We have also at Shipley Arena the Oyster and Bull Roast Fundraiser, November 14th, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Friends and family of Sean and Lori are sponsoring an afternoon of food and music to benefit Sean Utz and Lori Underwood. Cost is $50. There will be games of chance and raffles. Please get there and show your support. Also, at the Shipley Arena, there's open house at the Carroll County Farmers Market and Craft Show, November 20th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. That is also free. You can go buy seasonal Christmas market goods, handmade crafts. There'll be a breakfast and lunch served as well. Also, pancake breakfast. Pancakes all day long. People love pancakes in this county. And we'll have homemade pie and cakes as well. So get out there and enjoy yourself for the day. More Shipley Arena stuff. Carroll County Ag Center Indoor Flea Market, November 20th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. This is free. Once again, there's all kinds of stuff you can buy for the holidays instead of going to the big box store. And I'm sure when your relatives receive their gifts, they'll be greatly appreciated. And here's an exciting thing. The Great Westminster Train Show, November 21st, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's $5. Find those things needed for the Christmas garden and add it to your collection. Deer Park Lions holds this event featuring large operating train display sponsored by the Baltimore American Flyer Club. There'll be 190 tables of toy trains and related items for sale, including Lionel, American Flyer, Bing, Eves, Ho, and Standard Gauge, and many others. This is a lot of fun. Kids absolutely love the train garden, so get out there on the 21st of November and check out the train garden. Get the kids and you in the holiday spirit. We have the Sykesville Holiday Marketplace Craft Vendor Show, November 27th, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is free. Please join us this year at the Sykesville Holiday Marketplace and shop with over 150 carefully selected vendors featuring handmade crafts and items from your favorite direct sale companies. From home decor to holiday decorations, I love to decorate, so this is a nice event to attend and get some decorating ideas as the season approaches. We have the Farm Museum Holiday Tours coming up. This is really exciting. Get the kids out there. They meet Santa. It starts on Wednesday, December 1st, and concludes on Sunday, December 19th. Come celebrate the holiday season with us at the Farm Museum with their home fireside Christmas on the Farm Holiday Tour, celebrating 50 years of the Farm Museum and the farm holiday traditions that have been cherished for generations. There'll be entertainment for children, food, a gate admission, and handicap access. So you can go online and check out the site and see all the details on that event. Wonderful thing. Over in my district in Mount Airy, we have Jingle Mingle, November 12th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Get in the holiday mood with free carriage rides down Main Street, stroll through our wonderful shops, and make crafts and sip hot cocoa. There'll be live music performances and holiday specials. Winter in Mount Airy is wonderful. Please get out there and patronize the stores of Mount Airy in my district. I'd love to see you. And also down there in Mount Airy is the Mount Airy Knitters, November 10th through the 16th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. This is for the individuals that like knitting. I'm not a knitter, but I'm sure there's plenty of people out there in my community that love knitting. You get out there and exchange ideas at knitting and talk with other people that share your joy of knitting. And that will conclude my presentation today. As always, it's a tremendous honor to serve as your county commissioner. And be careful through the holidays. Watch the driving. Remember all the warnings given by Director Robinson of the EMS of our county. We don't want any unnecessary accidents or fires during the holiday season. Blessings to all. Thank you very much.